Temperatures in the 80s across the Northwoods at 106. With WXPR News, I'm Ben Meyer. The remnants of tropical storm Cristobal will affect the Northwoods and central Wisconsin late this afternoon into Wednesday, with widespread rainfall amounts of up to 2 inches. Lakes and rivers continue to be at high levels from ample moisture over the past year or so. Ken Crawl has more.
We asked Peter Hansen, Vice President of Operations at Wisconsin Valley Improvement Company, if the sudden burst of moisture could affect the area by the Wisconsin River dams.
Oh, absolutely. It'll affect things, but we're prepared. We're monitoring it. We have been through the weekend.
He says it's likely there will be increased flows either from the runoff or dam operation. He says the warm, dry weather sees normal flows, but things can change very quickly.
Come, you know, Tuesday, Wednesday, when you're in the middle of this rain event and following the rain event, things can change very quickly, and they need to be aware of that and be prepared and very much watching their surroundings and what's happening.
The National Weather Service says the fast movement of the system should prevent widespread flooding from occurring, but high rainfall rates during a short period of time may cause urban and small stream flooding Tuesday night. Additional pockets of heavy rainfall may occur with a second low-pressure system Wednesday afternoon and night. Another half inch to an inch of rain may occur and result in rising water levels on rivers and streams through the end of the work week. Ken Crawl, WXPR News.
Campgrounds at Wisconsin State Parks are opening this week. The Department of Natural Resources is reopening campgrounds today, or tomorrow rather, after reopening restrooms at state parks last week. Park staff says the threat of COVID-19 is not over, and campers need to be prepared to avoid community restrooms and gathering areas as much as possible. A civil action has been filed in Vilas County Circuit Court by the parents of Brian Kitch of Mercer, alleging deputies failed to follow standard practices and procedures after taking Kitch into custody. He died in August 2017 in Marshfield. According to the civil complaint, Kitch was involved in a traffic accident on Highway 51. A deputy conducted a preliminary breath test that registered zero, but he was put in emergency detention anyhow. The complaint indicates he was isolated at midnight on August 15th, 2017, was observed a few hours later, not moving or breathing. He was transported to St. Joseph's Hospital and pronounced dead approximately 7 hours later. The suit requests a money judgment in favor of his parents, Mary and Thomas Kitch. The liquor license of a Vilas County adult establishment was recently revoked and the owner fined and punished following a state investigation. The Wisconsin Department of Revenue, Alcohol and Tobacco Enforcement Unit announced the action against Carrie Jo Newman, owner and operator of the former Frontier Tavern north of Eagle River. Newman was found guilty in Vilas County Court of allowing the sale of liquor without a licensed operator licensee present. Charges of refilling liquor bottles and the sale of beer without a licensed operator were dismissed but read in for sentencing. Newman was ordered to pay a small fine and was placed on probation for 2 years. The court also ordered the revocation of the defendant's Class B liquor license. This is one of two times of the year when deer are more active and crashes with vehicles increase. Deer activity typically increases during June as females search for places to give birth and young deer separate from their mothers. An official has some reminders to keep safe. The DOT's Michael Schwendow says you can increase your chances in a crash by following some advice.
Best thing you can do if you know you're in a high deer population area, slow down, be mindful of your driving, you know, get rid of those distractions, put the phone down for a minute and make sure that all the occupants in the vehicle are buckled up.
He says motorcyclists are particularly vulnerable. Schwindel recommends taking all recommended safety precautions when heading out. In a car or truck, don't swerve to avoid a collision.
If you swerve to get out of the way, often you'll depart the roadway and end up crashing into a tree or a guardrail, and sometimes, unfortunately, head on to oncoming traffic. So it's really important to maintain that control.
Motorcyclists should slow down, brake firmly, and swerve if necessary to avoid hitting the deer. Try to stay within your lane and avoid hitting other objects. If you do hit a deer, get your vehicle safely off the road if possible and call law enforcement. It's generally safest to stay buckled up inside your vehicle. Last year in Wisconsin, there were 18,000 reported deer vehicle crashes, resulting in injuries to 555 people and 9 deaths. Of those 9 deaths, 6 were motorcyclists. In your forecast for this evening, chance of showers and thunderstorms after 5 p.m., mostly sunny with a high near 88. Then overnight, a 100% chance of rain, showers, and thunderstorms likely. Low around 60 degrees, new precipitation amounts between 1 and 2 inches. Showers likely in the afternoon tomorrow, cloudy with a high near 70 degrees. And then for Thursday, 30% chance of showers in the afternoon, partly sunny with a high near 67 degrees. It's in the 80s right now, and you're listening to WXPR News.